Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited UFO report. Today is the day. We actually have it up here. I highlighted some things. Pete's skimmed over it as well, and we'll check this stuff out. What does it contain? What doesn't it contain? I think you guys all know the answer. Up next on Talk is Cheap. Welcome to Talk is Cheap, where cheap is talk, and talk is cheap for episode 171. I'm Dan Hofeld, and to my left...
How goes it, Dano?
I'm doing... Now, I got to zoom you in a little bit. Why don't you say hi to the folks?
Okay, good. And I just want to say, folks, you should have been here before we turned on the cameras. The conversation that we were talking about was wild. Not appropriate for the air, but anyway, it was pretty cool, stay tuned because I think we're hatching a plan for some exciting stuff in future episodes. Anyway, I digress. Dan,
wild doing, women.
Oh, I was gonna say we don't have our little push bun thing.
Dan, look at this. This is why technology can get to your head. Like, I updated iOS to a newer version. It's still like 14, I think they're on, but it's still 14. It's not the new beta one that came out for all you savvy tech people. Then the app doesn't work. It's like this developer needs to update this app. Well, I go to see if then that's not even on the app store anymore. So whatever.
Oh, man. I think that's just a story to keep it away from me, though, because I tend to just hammer it whenever you let me play with it.
So. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap.
There but I do.
But
have,
yeah, he's got a backup plan.
See, this is what you have to do on showbiz.
So showbiz.
I do have a backup on the computer over here.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm impressive, Dan. I would have been fumbling with that. Oh, I see you got the chat pulled up over on the side.
Yeah, sure do.
Oh, fair and balanced. Princess Graham, love your crackers. Chad, Megan, and Serena. Right. Welcome everybody. So we ran a countdown. I think was it during my last episode. We did a countdown, looking forward to June 25th. That's today. About 2 hours ago, Dan. Maybe hour and 45 minutes ago.
They were definitely waiting for the last minute to release this report.
It was within just very recently. This long-awaited unidentified aerial phenomena report that. I talked about my last show that I did, is set to release today, part of the omnibus bill that was passed, yada, yada, yada. So about an hour and 45 minutes ago or so, this report became available, for folks like us that we could, go on the internet and find it. And, Dan called it long ago. He's like, it's probably going to be a big nothing burger. It isn't in a couple ways. At least how I'm thinking about it.
For a while there, I was actually thinking, oh, there might actually be, something else to this. Because why? Because the mainstream media was pushing it and pushing it and pushing it for these last few weeks. And it kind of made me think, well, there might be something here.
Yeah, they're going to throw us some sort of carrot to get everybody all fired up. But it's the U.S. government. And if we've known anything, is that just you never count on them to do what's right. Or, for the people or anything. So, but what they did release, I think that we can really draw some other conclusions. So, from it. But before we get in that, and Dan will probably shoot me a look, I just want to point out there another prominent, multimillionaire suicided in prison again recently, too. So,
excuse me.
Yep. If you, we can't talk too much about it, YouTube will crack the whip.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Cause we got, there's a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah, so and that's a whole other show, but we're on the wrong platform at the moment to be talking about.
So we
about
do
that.
What we these are the cards we've been dealt. Yep. I'm sure you guys are thinking the same things we are about it. So
yep.
It's just a guy that invented
a popular
virus.
Oh yes, computer debugging system. Anyway, you said the V word, man.
I don't even if you're talking about the computer side. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, so we'll see how good YouTube's algorithms are to pick that up.
Should we break this report down?
Yeah, let's take a look at this report. So, folks, spoiler alert: no mention of aliens or extraterrestrial life or off-world this or that. So, but we are going to take a look.
But if I have to describe it, it's bullshit. One word.
You know, it's 9 pages, and that includes the appendices at the end, okay? And, like, the title page and everything else. So I really, besides the couple areas where they put some numbers in there, and that's, I'm a numbers guy. I my ears perk up when they start putting numbers in there. But besides like picking those numbers, I could have written this in about a 20-minute sit down.
Yeah. You know, they had freaking 6 months to do this thing. And
yeah, well, they're going to say that, oh, it was the, and trying to analyze the stuff.
They said they had two people with a little 6 month window to try to get this figured out. Well, let's break this thing down, yeah, because this is not impressed at all. So we got here, unclassified, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, mm-hmm. Preliminary Assessment, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon.
So they already've got the caveat, preliminary, right? Okay, so they gave them a back door, right?
For those watching this later, June 25th, 2021. This is the day it got released as we're talking about this.
Yep, less than 2 hours ago.
I went through and highlighted some of the important things. So right here in the scope and assumptions section, that U.S. government reporting of incidents occurring from November 2004 to March 2021. So that's the range that they're concerned about.
So it takes Roswell right off the table, right? You know? So as well as the Kecksburg, Pennsylvania crash too, which we're going to talk about in a future episode.
We got here, executive summary, the limited amount of high quality reporting on, this is the first like, sentence of this executive summary, the limited amount of high quality reporting on unidentified aerial phenomenon.
So they're out, not enough data.
Yeah. Hampers our ability to draw firm conclusions about the nature or intent of UAP.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense from, you know,
at when least I read that first sentence, I was like, yeah. Yep, this report's not going to be anything.
Well, this is the executive summary. That's the first sentence. You want to give the brass the gist of what they're going to read. And there you go. We don't know. That's what that says.
Give the brass a kick in the ass.
So what they're saying, of these UAPs that they investigated, they can't explain them. That's what they're saying.
Two bullet points here.
Yep.
Reports. Okay, again, as I stated, these are the reports that occurred between 2004 and 2021. Most of the UAP reported probably do represent physical objects, given that a majority of UAP were registered across multiple sensors to include radar, infrared, electrical, optical, weapon seekers, and visual observation. Now, I underline this next part because this is another fucking thing. In a limited number of incidents, UAP reportedly appeared to exhibit unusual flight characteristics. These observations could be the result of sensor errors, spoofing, or observation misconception and require additional righteous analysis. Nice. Nice out.
Okay, so what they're also saying is that it could not be that stuff. So they don't know. That again, they're saying they don't know. But yeah, maybe our radar was on the fritz that night, you know, or something. But
you're so pissed.
I know, right? So they're just saying they don't know. But if you earlier, the reason why they say that they have this limited data is because it's lack of some sort of formal reporting process. So that's what they're getting at earlier, and again, lack of formal reporting process gives them an out to say this stuff.
That's why they had this stuff in place.
They're using words like could be. In the next paragraph, they use the word probably. This is a high level scientific evaluation. Probably.
It was probably.
Shows up in there.
It was probably the intern's job to put this report together.
But yeah, right. But they do go on to say that there's maybe multiple types of UAPs requiring different explanations. So basically they say then, well, then it's just not one big explanation for everything. So I guess, what do we do with all those weather balloons and swamp gas explanations?
They mentioned that they identified one as a weather balloon.
Yeah, I saw, deflating balloon. I saw that.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
All right. So the next thing
one that they were able to conclusively prove was a deflating balloon.
So the next one I got here
is if and when individual UAP incidents are resolved, potential explanatory categories, airborne clutter, natural atmospheric phenomenon, and U.S. industry development programs, foreign adversary programs. We've been talking about that. Interesting thing about that, Jeremy Corbell, who did those documentaries, you know, he was with Bob Lazar, did that one. He's pretty close to George Knapp. They did the Skinwalker Ranch documentary and all that stuff. He was saying that this was supposed to be like definitive, that it is not a foreign adversary with their technology.
It would have been used against us already if that was the case. Well, I would think.
Exactly, but that's the same thing with evil aliens.
Oh, sure, right? Yeah.
So they can't really say that. And I think this is kind of a seed to plant for Project Bluebeam. They're still on track to do the scary alien thing. When you break this all down, it's there.
Well, yeah, they keep going with national security, but they don't ever come out and say that it's national security for outer world threats. They say it's more of an aviation concern with the amount of traffic in our skies. We can't have these random things flying around.
So next paragraph here, it's also got UAP would also represent a national security challenge. There are foreign adversary collection platforms or provide evidence a potential adversary has developed either a breakthrough or disruptive technology. Right. And again, here I highlighted some there of these steps.
They're asking for money now.
Some of these steps are resource intensive and require additional investment. When I read that, I was like, how much money do you guys need to steal from us to research stuff, to throw it away, to put it in black projects and do it all over again and do it all over again and do it all over again? Then they can go off to Mars and they can have their spaceships and all this stuff that we're sitting here trying to put two and two together to get a damn sandwich.
Right. And really, because compartments of the government should absolutely know and understand this stuff, and they do, and they're and this is like kind of a horse and pony show for it to.
Well, is this just a way to set up another Project Bluebeam for the public? We need funding. The UAP task force needs to continue. We don't know what the hell it is. That's what this report says to me.
Well, on the bright side, they've been funding it already, just secretly. So take that funding and put it to this then, yeah, I guess, then, publicly.
Well, then publicly, they established that other one last in November 2020.
Yep, they've already got the...
Which actually is my next highlighted right here. The standardized reporting mechanism exists. They're saying it didn't exist until the Navy established one on March 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We were able to identify one report UAP with high confidence. In that case, we objectified the object as large deflating balloon. Oh, one you figured out. It's a damn balloon.
So they were able to identify one of the instances. That means 143 other ones are still unexplained.
Or they know what the hell they are and they can't say what it is.
Well, that was my earlier point, that there's compartments in our government that should know about.
Again, the report goes on here to bitch about the sensors are not generally suited for identifying UAP, blah, blah, blah. We can't really trust them.
Well, they're not going out on looking for them, right? They're in other training missions.
Wouldn't it be part of the training if you got a foreign adversary over you with their?
Well, yeah.
I mean, they should.
Yeah,
have
right.
The
yeah, part of your
it.
Training should be scanning the skies and stuff and looking around. You'd think, right? Okay, good point.
UAP settings are also tended to cluster around U.S. training and testing grounds, but they assess that this may be result from focused attention. And latest generation sensors operating in those areas, so like Area 51, people see stuff. Because they got better sensors and stuff, and it doesn't even really say much about. It does say testing grounds, but
well, you know, it makes sense. You know, if these things are around, they're going to be detected more often by people who have the equipment that's better to detecting them.
Okay, so here's the breakdown. So airborne clutter they were talking about. So this is like objects include birds. So we're gonna lump birds into this UAP category now. Birds, balloons. Recreational unmanned aerial vehicles. You know, you've seen those jetpack guys over California. I think that's been for the last year.
I think they're talking like drones and shit there. Unmanned, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
right.
there, but
my bad.
Yeah, but there'd be, you know, I see your point though. Airborne clutter is drones and remote control airplanes and stuff.
Airborne debris like plastic bags that muddle a scene and affect an operator's ability to identify true targets, such as enemy aircraft.
Is that a bomber or a plastic bag, Dan?
Do you guys in the audience see this? Like, holy hell. This is in the report.
Yeah, that is
This
weird,
is in the
man.
Report. Natural that's atmospheric
old,
phenomenon.
That's like an old 1950s saying. Oh, you're going to muddle the scene. Get back, you gumshoe, you know.
Natural atmospheric phenomena includes ice crystals, moisture, and thermal fluctuations that may register on some infrared and radar. What a freaking cock of shit, man. And also industry developmental programs. Some UAP observations could be attributed to developments and classified programs by U.S. entities. We were unable to confirm, however, that those systems accounted for any of the UAP. Can you guys go down to Area 51 and say, okay? Oh, no, that's right. We can't talk about that, even though it's been around and it's all admitted.
Yeah,
now.
And we were unable to confirm. Yeah, they weren't going to tell us if they were doing some top secret flying missions over there.
And ridiculous. It would have been a perfect way to start disclosing this stuff. Am I missing that? Mm-hmm. They could say, we're working on this craft. Here it is. Like, maybe let a little bit out.
That would be nice, but they wouldn't because they wouldn't want our foreign adversaries to know that. You know,
that's right. They want them to have everything, right? In the meantime, we're doing Jay Gender studies on our military. And
I find it interesting that they call out, under foreign adversary systems, they call out China and Russia by name and then put common another nation. They could have just crossed off China and Russia and just put it as another nation. So there you go. That's telling.
Yeah, China and Russia,
But you know what, Dan? You and I have both met people that would see some weird rainbow-formed thing from a weather thing and think it's some alien coming down to get us too, though.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, so they have to at least put a category for that shit in there somewhere. Okay. But you know what, though? I mean, they are evaluating 144 reports by the military.
Well, yeah, yeah. So now it's got to be taken serious here, folks. But they still want to talk about plastic bags.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's what I thought this report would be more, since it was geared towards the military, talking more about.
I would have liked to have seen stuff more categorized. Like, this is, you know, the type of, you know, like, let's see some data. Let's see the type of.
Yeah. This is child's play stuff.
Like, yeah, this is just some guy sitting down for 20 minutes.
I mean, I could write this thing up.
Yeah, easily.
Okay, so here's where it gets back into the damn national security threat. So they even underlined it here. UAP threatened flight safety and possible national security.
And they use that word possibly again. Yeah, it could possibly be unicorns too.
The UAP task force has 11 reports of documented instances in which pilots reported near misses with UAPs. 11, that's it? What? Oh yeah, because it's only that time frame, right? As the data increases, the UAP task force ability to employ data analysis. Okay. This is another thing here too, because right now they're basically saying that our data collection is basically shit, and as the data set increases, they're going to have more to figure out trends. Now this here is also where it gets into the Tom DeLonge stuff. Remember, he was supposed to be building this damn app and have a database?
Yeah.
This is exactly what this is. Yep. The initial focus will be to employ artificial intelligence / machine learning algorithms to cluster and recognize similarities and patterns and features of the data points. So exactly what Tom DeLonge was
describing. Here's where your cigar-shaped ones are showing up. Where your triangle ones are showing up.
But he's not working for the government, right?
Tom DeLonge, no. He's probably practicing his
drum. That app was supposed to be out like 2 years ago.
I remember. I was excited about that, man, because that was going to be awesome. So, yep, here's again, they want more money.
Yep, increase in investment in research and development. That's basically their roadmap here. And then that's it. We're into the appendix at that point. Yep. Those highlighted points there, folks, were the biggest meat and potatoes I could find in this damn report. Now, did I miss anything that you thought?
Well, let's summarize here. Okay, so they came out, they looked at 144 sightings, reports from the military, right? They took the last 2 years. These were in the most of the data. We'll just use 2 years. So in 2 years, let's say they got 120 sightings in 2 years. So that means that basically more than once a week, the U.S. military reports seeing something they can't explain. They had 6 months. I don't know who these clowns were. Maybe they were the Snopes people looking into this, Dan. Anyway, they had 6 months. They, said, oh, one was a balloon, which, makes sense. People might see some sort of balloon cluster, weather balloon or something coming down and freak out about it. Yeah. But my big takeaway is they don't know. They want more data and they want more resources put toward it to collect it. So I think that we have it goes to show that by and far, there's more unexplained stuff being reported in the sky than that stuff that can be easily explained, at least proven or evidence to suggest it. And that's huge, man. Because now that the cat's out of the bag now, we've got, hopefully this task force is going to be around a while and do some good stuff.
You bring up a good point here, because there's this video mystery, well, I don't know, maybe we'll play it here in a bit, but I took a screenshot from it, and they put this in the video of the, like, oh, they're investigating UAPs. I think you can see that that's a weather balloon right there.
I don't know. It looks like it's kind of lit on one side. I don't know. I'm not that.
It's like a Mylar balloon.
It looks like, yeah, and it's got like something hanging down like a ballast at the bottom or something, or it's just rolling. Yeah.
Yeah, for testing atmospheric pressure.
Or just some little kid at a birthday party let it go.
Maybe it's one of those Chinese.
Is that supposedly taken from like a plane?
The stories behind it was just a clip of B-roll.
So I 20 years ago, people were getting laughed out of jobs for seeing unidentified stuff up in the sky. You know, pilots, airline pilots,
exactly,
wouldn't report it because they'd be afraid they'd lose their jobs. Now we've got it out in the public. U.S. government's acknowledged it. Media's been talking about it. Let's hope that this is like the very first step of getting some answers and some more public look at this. So maybe it's this super squishy, soft disclosure, you know. It's better than it was, and that's what you got to look at it. That we've taken, however small of a step, it wasn't the aliens, little green men. It didn't even really have data in there for us to look at other than some a bunch of all these cases, and we don't know what they are. But it could be all this stuff, and oh, look out for China and Russia, you know. Anyway, so
I don't know if they're going to use it for aliens are here to kill us. Is it better? I've been actually kind of questioning that.
Well, they kind of, like as you were pointing out, they're kind of queuing it up there a little bit, but they certainly could have pushed it harder, that agenda harder, if they wanted to in this report. They had the opportunity, but maybe, they're playing the long game. Let's wait, there's 6 months or a year. But I didn't have high expectations, Dan, but this was definitely lower than what I was even expecting. I mean, it is the government after all.
Oh, yes.
So, folks, sorry about that. Stay tuned, I guess.
Wow, what a big show there.
Wah,
that was.
Wah, wah. do you have that noise on there? Very good.
I knew I could use it one of these days.
Yep, there you go.
I gotta be. This soundboard is probably actually easier to use, but I can't see the
what it's
comments because I'm using that screen.
Oh yeah, we need another screen.
This okay. So also, I wanted to show this. So this is like a clipping. I saw this on social media, I think somewhere. It's like defense. It says, we got to get an answer to UFOs. Catch Congress interest. Okay, in highlighted here, it says, lawmakers don't want confirmation of wild theories about alien life. They're looking to see those debunked and get more data on an earthbound national security threat.
So, yeah, so he's pushing, like, he's taking the whole China threat way more seriously. Like, this is like, so one of our enemies with some stuff, and they're going to launch, 500,000 of these in the air and just kill us. Maybe it's Wakanda.
What?
Wakanda, the movie?
Never seen that.
It's one of the Right, Marvel, that's Avenger, right?
I don't
know. Anyway. For those that have seen it, maybe it's that too. I'm surprised that didn't show up in the report.
Nelson in the chat says that the deep state does not have any resources left for a blue beam.
Oh, Nelson,
alien
that's
invasion.
A good point. You know, maybe like, you know,
Budget's low.
Yeah. But maybe that's what this $1.3 trillion infrastructure bill is.
Oh, hell no.
No, it's so Biden can get some bigger meds. So Bill Nelson, I got this clip here, we'll play. Bill Nelson is a former senator, Democrat, mind you. He's now the 14th administrator of the national, basically of NASA. So let's see what he has to say on this, because this was actually released before this report, of course, because the report just came out today. Let's listen in to this. I cut it up in three sections because he does kind of go on.
The Pentagon is poised to release its UFO report to Congress by tomorrow. You said you asked your scientists to investigate this, investigate what's up there. What have they found?
When I was in the Senate, I had the classified briefing of these Navy pilots and the films that you've seen on television now where the radar locks in on this object, and they follow it, and they follow it all over the Pacific Ocean. And then all of a sudden, it's there right at the surface of the ocean, and then it's way up there within an instant. The pilots are just, they know they saw something, but they don't know what it is. And in fact, I don't know what it is. So naturally, when I came into NASA, I have tasked our scientists to look at this phenomenon from a scientific point of view, and let's see if we come up with any answers.
Have they so far?
No, I just asked them to do this.
Get into it.
Do you know when that was?
When he asked him?
Yeah, like when did this air? Any idea?
What did I? It.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somewhere. You don't have to go.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, yeah.
Recently.
It was recently.
I just didn't know if it was like in the last couple days or a couple weeks.
I call bullshit because. It's just another way to say that, oh, yeah, we're going to try to get him to look into this, but yeah, we're doing our best. And this is all it is. It's just a slow dog and pony show, really.
Well, you're right, because, Dan, think about it, man. If these UAPs are out there, we know that some crash, right? You've got numerous crashes all over the world, reported crashes and cover-ups. So, again, some compartment of the government, the second you haul off that crashed flying saucer and get back to your warehouse, start tearing it apart, you're going to know damn quick if it's the Russians or the Iranians or the Chinese, or if it's something off, you know, 28 parsecs away, you know.
Definitely.
So, again, it's a bit of a horse and pony show here anyway, you're right, because it's like there are compartments that know this. But I guess they're going to make us do it the hard way, right?
Oh, I wouldn't have any other way. We've been screwing us for this long. Why not longer? All right, let's go to
think
clip
how that
two.
Would revolutionize travel. If you had these little tic-tac pods down at the local airport, you just hop in and freaking
that's
an hour
so
later
frustrated.
You're in Australia.
This is why this topic is so like was at the top of my list, because this changes everything. We don't need to struggle to survive, but that's what the government wants. They want
so,
you to be independent.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't even come out so far as to say that these are mechanical
nuts and
features.
Bolts or anything like that. Yeah, they're just always,
it might be made of metal type materials. They didn't come out. They said it just, we're not sure what any of this is, but
it might
it
be
could
a shopping
be,
bag.
How about a big triangular ship that comes over you with lights all around and a beam going down?
See, that would have been
ground.
The perfect. This has been a perfect way to disclose that TR-3B thing. Like they said, oh, we're working on TR-3B and fucking. Yep. But that's like 80s technology now, so why not release it?
Yeah, you're good point. 30 years old, that can't be the best that they have. But, part of the argument maybe is they don't think that our adversaries have it. They don't want to give it to them. Well, then don't destroy it. Say that. Say what it is. Give a demonstration. Get all the news stations out there.
But they didn't do that with like
fly it into
the SR-71 and the U-2 bomber. They were scared about that stuff too for the longest time.
Yeah, until one crashed in Russia.
Well, that's when they had to admit it. That was the that was the SR-71,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, maybe we need one to crash. Well, they do all the time, I
guess. Well, no, what we need one to do is we need one to crash like in Paris or something, you know, and like have it be a big deal where, you know, there's enough witnesses and FaceTimes and live. You know, they always seem to crash out in the woods in the middle of nowhere, right?
Usually how it goes. All right, clip two here.
Yep, fire away.
Our government has said this is not something secret that we have. It'll be really interesting to see what this Pentagon report says.
There was.
I suspect we're not going to have much more information than what we know now.
Uh-huh. And
the fact is, we do not know what this phenomenon is.
Well, there you go. So he's just summed up the report.
Feel like you know what it might be?
No, I don't.
He doesn't know what it might be.
Does NASA have a staffed office or group dedicated to UAP?
As a matter of fact, we have an office called the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. We are focusing
He's talking about that stupid SETI shit.
Yeah, he is.
Far away galaxies.
That's enough of that.
And that was one of the arguments against these being from, you know, aliens and stuff, because there's a group looking. Look at the look on his face. There's a group looking into this, and they found no evidence of intelligent life.
Because we got these satellites that look for radio waves, and they're pointed out there, and they're just waiting, even though I'm sure they had some come across there. I believe they even had a couple.
What do they call those big waves, those frequency blasts?
The WOW thing or whatever.
Yeah, the WOW signal, and then there was a couple other. There was the Whoopee signal and the Wahoo. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't name them that. But anyway, so
when he mentioned that, I was like, oh, big deal.
Yeah, he just looks creepy, man.
Yeah, he's got that. Do I dare say the word? That reptilian vibe.
Yeah, a little bit, man.
I did say he was a Democrat.
Do you, as NASA administrator, accept that UAP?
See if his eyes like blink sideways once or something.
And outside of government should be done, and if so, should the government establish a funded office to continue this work?
Well, I don't know if they're real, but I know that the Navy pilots think that they are real because they saw something and tracked it, and they.
That's not good enough for me.
There you go.
If it shows up on our equipment and it's eyewitnessed by our Navy pilots, it's not good enough for me. So yeah, Dan, we kicked the can. We didn't kick it down the road. We'd like tipped it over and it rolled a little bit, maybe.
Oh, I see. In the chat, Jenny, you said you had something to tell me. I said, go ahead and shoot me an email. I don't know if you emailed me and it went into my junk email, because that happened one time with another person. Otherwise, whatever, we can chat about whatever you had to talk about.
Yeah, do you want to bring it up live on the internet?
Well, she said she wanted to talk about it private.
Oh, so great. A live show on the internet. Bring it out. let's everybody will weigh in on it. So,
yeah, we were at, not to disclose too much, but we were at work and somebody's supposed to have these Bigfoot pictures, and I don't know if he wants them out there. I was like, well, we can release them anonymously.
Yeah, that's right. Did he ever follow up with you on that
No,
I'm going to bug him again about it.
It's like, talk is cheap, man. That's what I'm saying.
That's what this is about. Yeah, we have a guy that at work that says that he has a friend who's got these, like, he goes, they were a little fuzzy, but you can totally see, you know, something's there, because there was a Bigfoot family, I think it was, that he photographed, right?
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
I said, dude, you got to give those to me. I'll put them on the air. I said, we won't even tell, you know, and we'll just say the state it was in. We're not going to give anybody's name. And then that was the end of the conversation. But I should remind him. I should send him a message and be like, hey, because knowing him, he may not have even thought about it after our
conversation. I don't know why people get so
right. That's a great point. They need not be extraterrestrial. It can be terrestrial in nature. VP, are you referring to like ancient civilization type terrestrial or ultra world, you know, like the folks that are maybe live in the hollow earth, or what's your thoughts there, man?
Or another dimension, I guess.
Yeah, it could be, right? We're, you know, fourth, fifth dimension.
Did you ever watch that show Sliders? I've been on a binge with it again.
Oh, that's an old school show where they went through 95. Time, right?
No, not through time, through dimensions to other planets and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, the same Earth, different dimension.
Okay, yep. So they come in and the laws would all be different. And, yeah, I never got into that.
Two and a half seasons are really good with it because the writing was like really good and it got sloppy towards the end. But
well, they all do.
They were trying to bring it back, but they can't figure out like who owns the rights to it or something like that. But if it comes back now with the technology and effects they have, like,
oh, it'll be super awesome.
Because I just like how the way it opens your mind, like shows like that, like, what if the Russians like took over, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why that show, The Man in the High Castle, was so cool because it was a. Quasi-Earth where we the United States, the Allies, I should say, it wasn't just the United States, the Allies lost the war, and Germany and Japan were in the United States and it had taken over Europe and all that stuff. Anyway, I digress. Got something else for us here?
Yeah, I got a couple more things before we close out. Otherwise, it really wasn't too much. I mean, this episode is supposed to be more all focused on that.
Dan was going to have a beer with me because of the great report that was released, and... Gonna be a huge...
Quantum Explorer in the chat says she loves Sliders.
Ooh, something here all along.
Her the son's name is Quinn too. Huh. Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, VP. That's interesting comment. Makes me think.
What is it?
Well, I was asking, you know, as you're thinking about, you know, ancient civilizations or things like, you know, ultra terrestrials or something. And he said, oh no, something that's been here all along, which plays well into a lot of other options, which is
cool. So I got a tweet here from Jeremy Corbell, who I was just talking about earlier. The
he
journalist.
Tweeted you? Oh no, a tweet.
No, this
that
is his
he
tweet.
Yeah, that's right.
So it says, check out what. So this is a question asked to the Pentagon's assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. Now listen closely here.
I was talking to a gentleman about the UAP report, and he contends the Pentagon has alien bodies and crafts. Does DOD have these things, and if so, where?
The UAP task force is really designed to take a look at these unexplained aerial phenomena, try to help us get a better understanding of them. Again, I'm not going to get ahead of the report that the DNI will submit that we are helping, obviously, and providing input to. And
good job, buddy.
I think I'll just leave it at that, Jeff.
I know.
I'm sorry.
That's interesting. He did not deny it.
The correct answer would have been yes.
Yeah. That's so funny, man. He just did not, like, he didn't even say, he had an opportunity to sit there and say, that's not what we're focused on. You know, he says, I have no knowledge of anything like that.
Or laugh or something, or try to make a joke of it. It is getting taken a little more seriously now. So here is our good old buddy. I don't even know if I can say his name anymore. Podesta. Mm-hmm. It's probably a swear word now. What he thinks about the whole UFO thing. Now listen.
Who cares what he thinks, man?
Well, he had power, you know. He does a lot of ums when he tells us when he's talking here.
Is that
more mainly towards the end. We might have to skip it forward. It's like 2 minutes, but the fact that he does that much, I think and then look at his body language, I think he might know more than he's letting on to.
You have supported creating a White House office to deal with declassifying information about UFOs in this area specifically. What exactly are you asking for and why?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been on this journey for a little while. I kind of got into it because I've been an advocate for open government declassification my whole career, and met some people who were trying to get documents around UFOs. They were stymied in doing that. 20 years ago, you know, if you uttered the word unidentified aerial phenomena or a UFO, you were kind of laughed out of the room. Now we know that there have been interesting phenomena that military pilots have seen around videos of which have been taken. They've been released. I commend my friend Senator Harry Reid for pushing the Pentagon to both collect this information and put it out. But it's generally been one of those situations where...
By the way, what a better way to like try to make yourselves look like the heroes.
I think he like brought up a cheat sheet or something on his screen. It was reflected in his eyes. I kind of, you know, I'm not a violent person, but I want to just...
Oh, I do too. My buddy Harry Reid and then all these Democrats, we're the good guys, and then this will be released as a pretext to Blue Book or bad aliens are here to kill us.
It operates in classified channels, and I think that...
But have you seen them? I guess my question, John, is that a lot of people see you, who's been on the inside, calling for this stuff to be released, calling for more to be done, and one wonders, do you actually know something the rest of us don't?
Here it gets good.
Well, you know, look, I know that...
That's a good question,
is,
man.
Information that has it's been collected CNN, by I'm the surprised. U.S. government that has not been released to the public. And let the scientists debate what these phenomena are. We've now seen, as a result of reporting by the New York Times and others, the video evidence of these unidentified aerial phenomena. Let's put it out there. Let people debate it. The Director of National Intelligence now is required to issue a report on what, gathering up some additional information, putting it out by the end of this month. And I think the public has a lot of interest in this. And to date, you know, or at least in the until really the last...
I had enough of him.
So, that's interesting. You know what I've been thinking of is, you know, why don't they give out on those videos that they release? Give out the high-def videos. Give out the telemetry data in a usable format. You know, things like that, and let people...
That's what they were supposed to do, but maybe that's... Oh, my God. Such a long process. They should have had that step done at that...
Well, if they've got bodies of little green men, they should have come out, we're going to save all the taxpayers a lot of money and time, and you know what? Here's a picture of a dead alien that we picked up in 1988.
Well, they don't even need to go that far yet. I mean, what should have happened? This should have happened back when... DeLong had his thing. I believe that was in the September, October range of like what 2-3 years ago now. I can't even remember the date of it. And then that, maybe a year at the most, they should have started building this database, had his freaking app out, did the collection thing. Now it looks like now we're just starting the collection thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and they're not even taking it from...
We'll be lucky if we get
they're not
explosion.
Even taking it from civilian observations yet. They're strictly keeping it within the government, which is kind of BS because they're going to, like I said, man, there's parts of the government that already know the answer and know truthfully what happened at these, all of these different crash sites and or areas that provided evidence. They know. But a lot of people can't handle it, man. We can.
Well, that's the thing. How long are we going to tiptoe around these people? Just because they can't handle it. Like I said, when I first learned about aliens, like my world ended for like 2 days and I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh my God, we better make sure. Look at that.
That's awesome.
I don't even know how they did that. I guess they probably just copied and pasted.
What are we looking at?
I think it's a spam bot, actually. Actually, the audience can't only see it on the screen because that's actually coming from Twitch.
Oh, 2 month subscribers. Yeah, click on that link, dude.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. Sancho Boy did it first.
Soldier Boy, what?
All right, next topic here. So this next part here was on Fox News. I'm just going to play a small clip of it again. This was published back in May 28th, so a few days ago. Interesting the way this anchor takes on the idea of, hey, maybe we could use that technology to our advantage.
I said this on my show the other night. If they've got craft this advanced, they've got weapons this advanced, and they're not using them. And I truly believe that intelligence will evolve to something closer to goodness than destruction. If for no other reason than for preservation. So I am optimistic about this. And also, we got Tang and Tempur-Pedic mattresses from the moon missions from NASA. So imagine what we could get with alien technology. I think flying cars are just the tip of the iceberg.
So Well, I thought that was interesting to share, because when you hear, that's exactly how I think. And then if you can get the public on board like that, hey,
yeah,
wider scope here of technology. Yeah, and make sure you're talking to the mic.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was relaxing. And yeah, absolutely. And people asking the question, why aren't you making everybody's lives easier? Because we're paying for that stuff. If it is a U.S. government thing, even if it's a reverse engineered alien ship, it's still paid for with our money.
Okay, so that was about it for the alien stuff for the disclosure. Did you have anything else to add before we change over?
I don't think so. I think we ran that horse pretty good there.
Wild women, the ripping and the tearing.
Oh, yes, folks. So East SETI had an interesting skywatch that I thought was really interesting to share with you guys. They had this mothership. I'll go ahead and just throw it on B-roll and turn the sound off here. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this already.
Wait, this was May 25th?
Yeah, this was recently. It's, for those listening, it's basically...
like it's a bright light, cigar-shaped light moving across really the sky. Long. And it's, yes, long and thin. Why, I wish we would have seen that when we were there, Dan.
I know, right?
Are people going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, through the whole thing? Turn it up once.
But I got these on film, this thing on film, whatever.
He's got it steady.
Is that James?
Yeah, that's James.
Look at that. I don't know, man.
That's not Starlink.
See, that's what I thought. But did you ever see Starlink yet?
No, I haven't.
I have.
Yeah, are they? Is it much longer spaced out?
Yeah, they're stars. Like
yeah, and stretched out more over the sky, right?
But it's a sight to see. I will say that.
Dude, that is an unidentified flying object. That's some of those ice crystals and plastic bags they were talking about, Dan.
I want to get some of those.
Yeah, this is the.
Needs to zoom it out just a little bit. But you can see the stars around it, and it's definitely...
I had a feeling something told me to come back.
I go, man, and then, I guess if you really pay attention...
And then I came back and grabbed the camera.
There's a... Oh, here he zooms back a little bit.
Yeah. Look at that, man. That's super cool, dude. And, you know, I don't care if you like James or hate him or think he's out there. I can tell you from experience, man, there is nothing funny that he's doing going on out there. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that. And then one just fell off the back.
I wish we could have saw something like this out there, even those star-like objects behind it. Like I said, like when we were out there.
Look at that. Another one.
The most paranormal thing we seen out there was the mountain lights.
Yeah, the mountain lights were crazy, man. That was pretty cool too.
But yeah, I thought I would just share that.
Wow, I'm gonna watch that the rest of the way at home. I think later on tonight.
I wanted to read that. Yeah, Nelson in the chat here. I wanted to read this. He says, have you noticed in D.C. that buildings like the FBI building are boarded up? I did see some of those videos. It's interesting. I kind of wonder what the hell's going on, but and how long this stuff will last. Of course, we can't say much on this show anymore, but I would hope that something goes down, if you
Michelle,
will.
Michelle, I love your attitude, by the way. This nothing burger is part of a small piece there, and it's setting the stage for real disclosure that will come.
Yeah, maybe in a few years we'll see.
Yep, I like her optimism and her outlook. So, East SETI is in Washington, the James Gilliland Ranch, the state of Washington.
Yeah, Trout Lake.
Yep, right near Trout Lake. Yep.
Yeah, near.
Yep, I couldn't remember, but yeah, beautiful, beautiful area.
Yeah, I visited it on. Some of you guys watched that. I did a flight simulator.
You fly over it?
Yeah, it looks like I got, you can like go out of your.
Can you see the yurts and stuff?
You go out of your plane and you can come down and I got like right on the field when you look at the mountain. It looks exactly like the same way.
Were there any buildings?
There's buildings, but they're generic. Yeah. So they're not completely right. But.
So yeah, right. So people don't get weirded out that they're using the Google Earth images.
Well, they can't because it's. I mean, you can't really get like everything of the building from
from above. Yeah, that would be weird though. Even if they had generic buildings, it was laid out and stuff.
Yeah, but like you get down there and you see the trees. It's like it felt like the same way when we were on that field. It was pretty cool. So we're gonna do one more changeover, I guess, and wrap the show up. I got one more topic.
The chat is going super awesome.
Yeah, we can stay and talk to them a little bit too. We'll see. I got one more topic and then we can wrap. I want to play some music.
Yep, go for it, man.
All fake.
Okay, so I've talked about this before on some other episodes here, the fact that these energy weapons being talked about now in the news.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy stuff. I never thought that this would be reported on. And now here's a great Fox News clip. Like, you know, you can see an article, it's something, but to see the actual news talk about it. So officials say 130 suspected victims of possible energy weapons. Remember, the energy weapons that don't exist, folks.
Yeah.
We're learning new details tonight about suspected directed energy microwave attacks targeting CIA officers and top national security officials. We first started hearing about them, and we told you about them here on Special Report in 2016, shortly after then-President Obama opened the embassy in Havana, Cuba. National security correspondent Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon has the latest tonight about a suspected attack here at home.
U.S. officials say there are now 130 suspected victims, mostly CIA operatives and U.S. diplomats, being treated for brain injuries, debilitating headaches and vertigo, the targets, they believe, of a directed energy microwave weapon.
There's a mysterious direct energy weapon that is
coming
being used,
space.
And it
is
causing, in some cases, permanent traumatic brain injury.
New indications suggest the incidents go as far back as 1996. Two individuals working on the NSC believe they were targeted in 2019 and in 2020, just after the election. One was near the White House and one was walking her dog. The Russians have been working on mobile microwave weapons for years.
We have to get more information and we got to tell the public what's going on.
The U.S. Air Force and tech firm Epeiris have developed a mobile high-energy microwave weapon to bring down drones. Epeiris is also working on a miniature variant of the weapon that can be easily transported on a pickup truck. This is the type of technology that might be targeting American diplomats.
Russia certainly has the means and the motive to conduct these attacks. I mean, there's some evidence out there that certainly points to Vladimir Putin, the KGB operative in the Kremlin, being responsible.
The only victim so far to come forward, former CIA head of the Europe desk, Mark Polymeropoulos, was targeted while visiting Moscow 4 years ago and forced to retire.
It's pretty insidious because it also doesn't leave any kind of, you know, open scars or wounds.
Mark lobbied for treatment
crazy,
at Walter
buddy,
Reed's
huh?
National Center for the Intrepid. As part of his therapy, he painted this mask of a Superman cape with a broken CIA shield with an arrow through it to symbolize the moral injury he felt when at first he was not believed by the CIA.
The CIA is
what
now taking the issue seriously, but without the actual weapon, U.S. officials don't know who to blame and how to stop these alleged attacks.
You know what? It's probably these UAPs.
You could blame Russia. How about that? That's always an easy way out.
China.
No, we're in bed with China. You got to blame Russia. They're the bad guys.
Now we're just blaming Russia.
It's always been Russia bad. Russia bad. Russia bad. So, yeah, I mean, I got an article here, but it's basically the same thing that was in the report.
So we're just afraid. You know what? Here's a great idea. Stop pissing off everybody, and maybe you wouldn't have to worry about directed energy weapons and foreign adversaries with, like, super airplanes that could do crazy stuff.
But we talked about DEWs before.
Yeah.
You know, maybe these are doing the California fires. What? You guys are conspiracy theorists. How can...
Yeah.
They start fires. There's no such thing as directed energy weapons. Well, what do you
call
this?
But wait, Russia's got a whole bunch of them, and they can be mounted on the backs of pickup trucks.
But wait, there's more. Now be scared. Be scared.
And, by the way, they might be foreign adversaries flying in our atmosphere.
All right, Jenny, you have a good night. Probably going to wrap up here pretty soon anyway. Let's talk about So if you guys don't know, I'm sure a lot of you have seen that I'm going to be winding this podcast down. We got three shows left after today. There's going to be two more pre-records, and we're going to do one final live one. Pete's trying to come up with something special.
Yeah, we were talking about it before when I referenced at the beginning of the show. We were talking about it before we went on the air. So we'll see what I come up with, how motivated I am, how much time I have. And I mean, I don't want the show to be pulled from YouTube, but I want to...
Yeah, like I said, I'll leave the episodes up and stuff as long as, you know, nothing starts getting flagged. I might even, you know, do a video here or there, and you're more than welcome to, Pete, if you want to film something on your camera and send it to me. Just to, like, you know, a razor. Instead of doing, like, all these topics, like I said, it won't be like the podcast. It'll be like a razor sharp focused thing. You know, especially right now with, you know, this UFO disclosure, maybe something will happen.
Something pops, man. Yeah, expect to hear from us, right?
Yeah, then I would take the time to do something. But yeah, with the YouTube, the views going down, and it's been a lot of work to keep this stuff running. And
we can't even hardly keep an episode up these days without getting hammered by YouTube.
Yeah, it's bad. And then there was that the weather live one. You talk about one bad thing, and then, oh, you got to take that off. But I did want to say, also give a shout out to the Patreon supporters and the people that gave donations also to this show. Shout out to Rainbow Warrior, Athena, and Jeremy. You guys kept it going because, like I said,
that's awesome.
I've been, you know, kind of telling you for a while now, Pete, that I was thinking, I had it in the back of my mind to wrap the show up, but yeah, I kept it going because of the support. And came to time, it's like, you know, the website's got to be renewed, and it's like, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze anymore, although I will miss having you guys.
Yeah, it's always been fun, especially the live show. So hopefully we'll get together sometime and get the heads up out there, and we can, you know, well, we're going to do another live show. It's going to be the big finale.
Yeah, we'll have, like I said, we'll have one more final bang out. I probably won't be dressed so formally.
Rumor has it, Dan's going to pull some highlight clips from some of our old
episodes. I was going to ask you, this is our one task for that. I mean, we should have a couple other things. Yeah. But pick an episode, that your favorite episode, and we'll just play a small clip of it. And we can even just have it like as B-roll as we're talking or whatever. But we'll have that lined up. And
I'm going to look for just clips in general.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, whatever works.
I mean, because I can tell you my favorite episode. It was one of the very first ones we did where
Well, save it.
Okay.
Save it.
I already know what my favorite episode is.
And I'll even say that... I'll probably crack a beer. Oh
my God.
It's been like, what, two or three years now?
I don't know.
Weaver Cooks was, and I'm going to, we can talk about that, but that was when I last had a beer. So yeah, that'll be it.
Making some ramen, drinking a beer.
The reason is I had to do that to try to slow my speech down, because I had to like get in the mindset of how depressed he was when he did that.
Sure.
you guys will know more. I'll show the clip before I crack the beer, just to get it to people. But that'll be the, you know, three episodes.
Because he was like severely depressed, and you put him on the show making really like cheap bachelor type dinners. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, this is kombucha tea. They noticed in the chat. It does. It's basically fermented. It does get you. If you get the stuff at Quick Trip, I think it's called Kavita, you can get two of them.
Okay.
And drink them, and you feel a pretty good buzz.
Really?
And then I'd get some Bush NA, and it feels like you're drinking beer. That's the way to hack the system.
Yeah, I guess. Or, hear me out, you can just have a beer, man. So, yeah, I'm drinking a Wisconsin-only beer. This one's only available in the state, and sold. It's made and only sold in the state of Wisconsin. There's a huge black market for it, pouring across the state lines. But now, it's nice, you know, with Minnesota, I think, legalizing, and Illinois legalizing, and Michigan legalizing, we can, you know, get set up a barter system with our neighbors.
It wasn't legalized over there?
What do you legalizing mean? Weed.
Oh, yeah, because we're...
And you can trade.
We're the holdouts here.
Yeah.
We either got to go north, south, east...
Yeah, just pretty much anywhere now. I don't know if Minnesota's set up yet for it, but anyway, so
we can
trade New Glarus beer for stuff.
Michael in the chat says, bring that up here so we can address you. He says, what happened to Corey Good? That's a good question. I follow him. A lot of his stuff that he talks about, like, he doesn't, like, I kind of question some of his stuff now. You think he would have a lot of briefings, but apparently it doesn't seem like he had much. He had he talked to Michael Sala on one thing, on a one show, but there wasn't much there. I mean, this is the time where people are hungry for information. Everybody's quiet, which is kind of ridiculous.
Well, they were going to see probably, maybe they were waiting too.
And a lot of his stuff too now is basically his promoting his new TV channel that he's building. He's basically his own Gaia, if you will. So he's trying to get people to do shows for him and stuff. So, yeah, we're trying to, we're avoiding the V. I'll say that. That's all I can say on that one. Blonde's report. So yeah, you guys, I guess we'll wrap there. Stay safe, stay healthy. And,
yep. And when is our next live show, Dan? Do we have a date for the folks?
I can get the calendar.
So they can mark it on their calendar to see the big farewell show.
That'll be the last show. And then we can, let me see. So we're on the 25th. Next episode will be on the 9th. That's a pre-record, another pre-record on the 23rd.
And then we're looking at August 6th.
August 6th will be the live, last show, and it'll be live. So if you guys want to tune in one more last time and say goodbyes, that's the time to do it. I'll be probably having a good time. Like I said, I won't be dressed so formally. I'm going to dress up, I think, in my old drummer uniform.
That's fine by me. Does that come with a headband and like the wristbands and
stuff? I'm going to put the wristbands on. I got like a cool necklace and then some gangster pants. Like, we'll see.
What are you getting? No shirt, right?
You want to see me without a shirt?
Well,
it's the last episode. I said go nuts, right?
Yeah. Well, let's stay with taking your shirt off. The nuts can stay where they are. So,
all right. So that's it for today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. What are you covering next topic of yours?
Oh, next topic. And congratulations, Mario. That is awesome. I digress real quick again. The Kecksburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, why did you tell them what happened? Because the audio.
Oh, the other people that are. Okay. congratulations, Mario. He just had a baby. Well, his wife had the baby, had a baby on Wednesday, and he delivered him himself. Oh. Delivered the baby boy. He referred to him as him himself. Wow. So, wow. Congratulations, Mario. Hats off to you, man. That's awesome. I forget that we're on also a podcast. Yeah, that's good. Then they don't have to stare at my ugly mug. Kecksburg, PA. In 2 weeks, I'll be covering a UFO that crashed out there. Some refer to it as the Roswell of the East, other the Great Fireball of 1965. Pretty interesting. Lots of eyewitness accounts and stuff. So we'll talk about that.
Sounds great. So I guess until then, we'll see you guys later. Talk is cheap. We're cheap as talk, and talk is cheap.
How do you use this thing? See you later, everyone.